Warning, this podcast may contain offensive comments and sensitive topics. If you are easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you. Everything we state is a state of opinion and not to be stated as a fact. Once again, if you're easily offended, please click away now. If you want to stay around and hear something funny and have a couple laughs, then you've been warned. Let's get this thing started. Logic versus conspiracy.
Guys, it's Millie, Camille, and
Dad.
Oh, hey guys, welcome back to Logic versus Conspiracy. Holy crap, I almost did it backwards, Dad.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy on that.
Oh my goodness. Everything has a conspiracy. So today's episode is about skinwalkers, as you can see as the title. But we wanted to kind of do something a little different, and we wanted to thank everybody, and then we'd get into our ghost story, and then go into Skinwalker.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay, so we are going to start off with Canada. Thank you from everyone in Canada, from Ontario, Canada, for listening.
Yeah.
We're going to thank people from Italy, from the marches. The marches? Did I say that right?
What?
The marches? This is marches?
Marches?
The marches? Never heard of that. We're going to have to go visit you guys now in Italy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what?
We got to Google that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to Google that one because I think, well, these go by states. So, like, the state of the, like, the country. So, we'd also like to thank some of you guys from Spain and Catalonia.
Oh wow, this is great.
We're fucking
our geography really sucks. Wherever.
Obviously, in Spain. You're in Spain.
In Spain, we want to thank you.
Thank you.
We're sorry that we murdered your city's name.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your state name.
Your state name. All right. We'd like to thank everyone in United Kingdom from England. I can break it down and see, like, exactly the cities and stuff. Chattel. Oh, my God.
Is it Chester?
No, not Chester. But yeah. No.
Wimbledon. Oh.
No, that's not Wimbledon. That's Wynham.
Oh, Wynham.
And then that's Leominster? I don't know.
Leominster.
How would you say the last one?
Chidel?
I don't know. Well, as you can see, we're very great at reading skills.
Yeah.
And that's from everyone from United Kingdom. I would like to thank everyone in the United States from California, Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia, Florida, West Virginia. I didn't know there was different parts of
West Virginia.
I didn't know that there was. Is it like its own individual state?
It's called
West Virginia.
West Virginia is its own
Is it
state.
East or west of Virginia?
It's east of what? Virginia.
East of West Virginia?
Yeah, east of West Virginia. No, it's west
yeah,
of Virginia.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's west.
That's
of
a good guess.
West.
If you were to guess it was west of Virginia, that's a good guess. So,
yeah, thank you. And Missouri.
Missouri, okay.
We'd like to thank all of you guys for listening and hearing our silliness and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, let's get into our ghost story. What do you have, Jeff?
What I have?
Yeah, what's your ghost story for today?
Nothing.
Dad, are you serious? Dad, I told you to prepare. You didn't prepare?
No.
No, you didn't prepare. Why are we not surprised? I said
I'm just gonna wing it.
You're just gonna wing it.
All
right.
I'm wing it.
Wing it, Dad. What do you got?
Nothing.
Okay. well, since I'm gonna take one that we both experienced then.
What?
When we went to do Ghost Ventures. So for a couple.
Oh,
not Dad's job.
About your brother?
Yeah. Not that one. No, the one in Arizona.
Phoenix. Oh, yeah.
That was funny. But you can tell the story about let it slip and slide.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny. But hold on, let me tell you the ghost story, okay. And then you can talk about the slip and slide.
Oh.
Because we need a little happiness towards the end. So, we went through this phase where we wanted to become professional ghost adventurers. Ghost hunters. Mm-hmm. And so we went to this hotel in Phoenix. Do you remember the name of the hotel?
It wasn't Phoenix. Do you remember the city?
Flagstaff. Not Phoenix. Sorry. Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Close to Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Like, same city.
Okay.
In Flagstaff. What is it called? What is the hotel called then?
Oh, God. I forget the name of the hotel. But it was a creepy hotel.
It wasn't creepy. I thought it was pretty, but it was haunted.
On the outside, it was creepy. And in the parking lot, you could see the curtains flying out the window.
Yeah, that's true. Kinda, well, Mom had a freaking creepy experience in the camper. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so sorry. I promise you, we're going to get to the scary part. So we're sitting in the hotel. We're staying up. We're doing our little EMF reading. Mm. We got our camcorders. We got our voice recorders.
We have the laser
thermostat. Mm-hmm. So we're asking it, well, can you show us that you're an intelligent ghost and give us a knock? And so me and Crystal are in the bed and we're sitting there and it's like right in the middle of it.
Right
in the middle of us. And and Dad jumped up.
But instantly. You could tell the knock was inside the room and not on the outside.
Yes.
You could tell it was like how you did that.
Yeah.
It's
inside. But Dad still got up and checked outside to see if there was anyone
immediately.
He didn't wait a couple minutes. He didn't you can't hear anyone out there. Obviously, it wasn't from the outside. There was no one there.
There was nobody
outside.
There.
And it's like 2 in the morning at this point that we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, excuse me. Also, I asked the ghost, I was like, hey, pick your favorite color on this EMF reader. So you know how it goes, like, if you're not familiar with an EMF reader, it goes like red, yellow, and green. And so it stays green until like a measurement of electricity spikes. And this is a very old hotel. Like, it has no AC, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Barely has a fan in it.
Right.
So, like, I was like, hey, pick a color. And, like, it didn't do it right away. But we went to bed. We fell asleep. And Dad woke up. And the EMF reader was on red. It just red. There was, normally, it shows all the colors.
It's supposed to be flexing and all that. Mm-hmm. But
it was just
stayed
red.
On red.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And, Dad turned it off and then turned it back on. It was still, he changed out the batteries because he thought the batteries were dead. And it was still on red. And then he turned it off again and then it turned back on and it wasn't red anymore. It was green. It was crazy.
Right.
So the ghost picked its color, which
it
was red.
That's what it was.
It was cool.
Pretty much it did everything we asked.
It did. It was very intelligent. And then my mom...
I would love to go back to that place again because it was a real...
Yeah. Well, we also caught stuff on the... When we left the hotel, we left the camera running. And it sounded like someone counting their money on
the
dresser.
Big coins. Mm-hmm. Big coins. It's like...
Yeah. Click, click, click. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mom had an experience in the camper. The same night, because Landon was too little, he was too scared to stay in the hotel with us. So we brought the camper, and they stayed in the camper. And Mom woke up to Arizona having an earthquake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like shaking and everything. So when Mom jumps out the camper, and all she hears is, "I told you someone was in there." And she's like, "Leave us alone!"
Oh.
That is so funny. I don't know if I would be ballsy enough to like jump up and get out of the camper and look and see who's doing it.
Yeah.
Me, I'd be like, "Holy shit!" Do you want to tell the slip and slide story now?
Oh, it has nothing to do with the ghost.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's nothing. It's just to be funny. I mean, I did the funny one at the end.
Oh, it's funny because we was at a campsite and they have. Like, you already starting to laugh.
I know, I'm trying.
And we're at a campsite and we had these shower stalls. And they're like about four or five of them in a row, you know. And
it's kind
of
like a shitters, but like, you know how like bathrooms have stalls, but that's the shower stalls.
So, her little brother, Landon, was taking a shower in the stall next to me. And he slipped and fell and slid under into my stall. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? He's going to laugh and all that. So I took my foot and I shoved him. He slid past his stall and went to some other guy's stall. And a stranger. I hear that guy on the. What the hell?
Oh, God, guys. You really can't go nowhere with us.
Oh, God. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to hurry up and take a shower and get the hell out of here. That guy comes out.
That's so funny. That's too funny. That's my brother. That's my brother. Well, we did everything we wanted to do, right? Oh, you didn't tell your ghost story. Or do you just want to do one ghost story in total?
What ghost story was that?
I just told you about our ghost hunting experience. Do you want to talk about the mockingbird? What is it called? The birdcage? Your experience at the birdcage?
The birdcage wasn't as much as the hotel.
Not, yeah, as much.
But I did hear a voice.
Okay.
That I did hear. And our door just opened up. It just opened up.
And it's chilling.
And it's shutting by itself right now. Oh, I shit you not. This is really happening right now at this moment while we're talking about ghosts.
Oh, my God.
There's no...
Wow. There's no windows open, but there's like... Our sliding glass door is cracked so the dog can go to the restroom. But there's no wind outside.
There's no wind or anything blowing for the door to open up by itself and shut by itself.
And what was the odds for us to both look at the door at the same time as it was happening?
Well, I heard the creak.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well.
Hello, Goosebumps.
We got a new ghost story right now.
The ghost is like, oh, you can't think of a ghost story? Oh, let me give you one.
Let me help you out. We got a ghost here now.
Oh, my God. That was so scary.
I wish you had some footage on this so you could see it. But well, shit you not. The door opened up by itself, and then just shut by itself.
It didn't open all the way open, either. It just, like, kind of, like, slowly opened just, like, halfway and then stayed there for, like, a good, like, 30 seconds, and then slowly went back to close.
Yep.
Well, that's fucking scary.
Okay. That was kind of, was weird.
Well, let's get off ghost stories.
Yeah,
let's move on to Skinwalkers. Next. What's next? Is Skinwalker's going to pop up on us?
I hope it's the Casper the ghost.
Casper the ghost! The friendly ghost.
Well, I just don't mean to get off topic again, but my little guy right there takes his head off. It doesn't work. I put new batteries in there and it don't work.
Oh, poor guy.
Sucks. This is his last Halloween here. This Halloween, he's going in the trash.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor little zombie man. Well, let's take this brief little intercession to thank our sponsor. I recorded a new sponsor segment.
We got a new sponsor?
No, we don't get a new sponsor. It's the same sponsor, Anchor.
Oh, Anchor. Well, thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, Anchor. And enjoy our new sponsor recording. I'll see you guys. Or listen.
What?
We will talk to you guys in 1 minute. Alrighty, so we are talking about skinwalkers, Dad. So you want to explain to us what a skinwalker, for those who don't know what it is?
It's when a person that has the ability to turn into another animal.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have an ability to turn into a bug. A human.
Huh? They turn into a different human?
They do. I heard a story one time about one of a skinwalker mimicking someone's mom. Oh, it was scary. Oh, try to listen to that. Wow. That was scary. And it was a first-hand story. I think it was another podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but that's scary. Like, to think that, like, a skinwalker can do all that. Okay, guys. So, for you guys, it was literally just like, bam. You know, we're kind of confused. We actually had a little bit of a visitor, so we're kind of lost on where we were.
Yeah, we had to put it on pause for a second. And then
not a second. It was more like an hour, but it's
okay. Yeah, like an hour. And now we're trying to remember where did we leave off.
I know. For you guys, you're probably screaming at us. You're like, you left off here. You left off here. But we have no freaking clue. So I'm just going to jump into, I think we were explaining skinwalkers. Yeah?
Yes.
So
skinwalkers.
They were how they transform into. They
shapeshift into from an animal to a person or a person to an animal.
A person into an animal or like a person into another person. Another
person. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so I have 14 fun facts about skinwalkers that I will really like to share. So number one is skinwalker is a person with an ability to transform into a different type of animal at will. And then also they are frequently seen as coyotes, wolves, foxes, eagles, crows, owls. So basically that's like the main like thing that they transform into.
You think a skinwalker could be like an alien?
An alien? Well, see, the Navajo Indians say it's a very powerful witch.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The most powerful ones are able to steal people's faces and appear as someone as you know, even their like all the way down to like their voice and everything. If you accidentally lock eyes with a skinwalker, they can absorb themselves into your body and taking control of your actions. Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah. That is scary.
Imagine looking at one. Rare skinwalkers can have the ability to enchant the power of a corpse and use the substance as poison dust on their victims.
Damn.
Yeah, this is crazy. Some crazy stuff that goes on over there in the Navajo. The legend of the skinwalker originates from Navajo, and Navajo, a southwestern Native American tribe. So, man, these Native Americans are pretty powerful, or these Navajo ones are. In the Navajo language, their skinwalker is Yinagshi, which translates to he who walks on all four. Which, I've seen some pictures of them, and they're kind of creepy. Well, down below in the description of this specific episode, guys, you guys can click on one of those links, and, like, I'll have the link of the stories that we're gonna tell. We're gonna tell some first-hand stories. Apollo, why are you chewing on a pencil? Get out of here. Thank you.
You think Apollo's a skinwalker?
Drives me crazy sometimes. Come here. You're done. You lose your privileges. Skinwalkers have only entered the public disclosure relatively recently compared to other phenomenons. In 1996, a team of scientists ventured to Utah Ranch to investigate the series of bizarre phenomena, which is true. There's a Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. Have you ever heard of
it? I think I've seen that on Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, it's a whole ranch where, like, it's, like, the most sightings you'll see it, like, a skinwalker.
Oh, wow.
It's over in Utah, which makes sense. Well, do we have any Utah listeners? I don't want to offend any Utah listeners.
No, I didn't see no Utah. Might pick up some now.
We might pick up some, though. Be like, oh, you know. Skinwalkers have a tendency to hang around graveyards and can dig up graves that impossibly fast speed. Oh, they dig up the graves under, like, crazy rain. So they're like, like witch grave robbers, basically.
Okay.
Except they rob people's bodies, not the actual jewels and stuff.
Okay.
They can take a while. I mean, they can take many forms. Many people who see them today describe them as a howled out dog-like animal. Skinwalkers are said to recruit more skinwalkers themselves there is some dispute on how this happens, but some say there's an official ceremony that skinwalkers only take their form with gathering from people and specific chants.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Man,
you can't offer to become a skinwalker, Dad? What do you do?
How much they pay?
With all their advantages. There's a lot of advantages, Dad. You can steal people's soul.
Really?
Yeah.
That's advantages?
Yeah. It is said that you can kill a skinwalker if you call them by their true human name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's fucking scary because if you're traveling through Utah, you don't know who the fucking Jim Joe is.
Yeah, how would you know their name?
If you just start randomly shouting out names. Sarah, Timothy, Joan, Jerry, Thomas.
Okay.
Skinwalkers are most commonly encountered near native reservations. Though they have been seen all over the United States. Skinwalker Ranch in Utah is the most famous place. Some people believe that the rake, which is commonly encountered in the Northeast, is similar to skinwalkers. So those were our 14 facts. So, I mean, that's Skinwalker.
That is so freaking weird.
Right. That's so scary looking.
It looks like...
a bony... I don't know.
How can I describe this?
It's like a dog that's been starving with a human face.
It don't even look like a dog. It looked like somebody lifting up on their feet and their back and use their hands behind their back.
And with their head turned.
And lifted herself up and then had her head turned all the way around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. That's a great way to explain it. Yeah, it's pretty scary looking. So are you ready to hear some first person stories?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dad, you can comment anytime. You can just don't ask me questions because I don't know a lot, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But you can commentary, okay? So this first one, I'm going to link this website down below for you guys as well. So you guys can read these firsthand stories as well. It's on ranker.com/graveyardshift. So these ones are specifically for skinwalkers. So the number one rated one is, my father owns a small delivery service that operates in Farmington. What's NM? North? NM.
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 New Mexico.
In Farmington, New Mexico. We mostly deliver small package out of the middle of nowhere that are too much of a hassle for larger delivery companies to bother with. My dad is the only employee we have, and we have a few pickup trucks and trailers. One day, we were out to deliver to Window Rock, Arizona, on the Navajo Reservation, about 2 hours away from Farmington. My dad gets a call from the job while he is chilling with his Navajo friends, Travis and his girlfriend. Travis mentions how he got family in Window Rock and that he hasn't seen them in ages and suggests they go with him. I was about 6 or 7 at the time, and it was summertime, so Dad decided that we all go together and we can do his deliveries quickly. Then while Travis sees his family, we can go check out the Window Rock, big rock face with a large hole in it that goes to the other side. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
It's called Window Rock, which is a big rock with a face. Big rock face with a large hole in it that goes to the other side. Have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
Me either. We're learning new stuff today.
Yeah, we are.
We all caravaned in separate trucks since my dad was... Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that. What is...
I don't...
What's that from your computer?
That was not from my computer. My computer's on mute.
Was it from the printer?
No, that's the printer, but that sounded like someone screaming.
Someone was screaming?
That's what it sounded like, no? Or like a yiping dog, a barking dog. Okay, well, today's a little creepy.
Yeah, it is a creepy day.
Mind you, it's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not like we're doing this like in the middle of the day. 3 in the morning. Yeah, we're not doing this in the middle of the night. Nothing. Okay, so his dad's truck was loaded with freight. We decided to bring along some walkie-talkies so we can communicate with one another. We spend our time in Window Rock. Everything is generally uneventful. We started to head home along the old highway with my dad and I in the front. Travis and his girlfriend are in the truck behind us. Honestly, I don't remember most of Window Rock trip, but this next part I can never forget.
Wow, okay.
Okay, ready, Dad? Come on, getting some crazy stuff.
That's getting good now.
Yeah, right? We are somewhere in the highway between Window Rock and Gallup, New Mexico. It had just rained earlier in the day, and the road was some kind of slick, so we were taking it pretty slow. On the left of the highway, there was nothing but sandstone cliffs. And on the right, there's a huge field separated from the road by the small barbed wire fence. We caressed the top of the hill down to the bottom of the hill. We see what appears to be a very large dog sitting on its haunches in the middle of the road, facing the cliff. My dad calls over to the radio, "Hey, Trav, do you see that big-ass dog?" Travis starts yelling over the radio, "It's not a dog. It's speed up right now and hit it." He sounds almost hysterical. He just keeps screaming, "Hit it, Jay. Hit it. You have to hit it. Please, please. Hit the fucking thing right now." So my dad starts to speed up, and as we get a bit closer, I can see it more clearly. It's clearly brown, wiry, matted hair that appears to have dry blood all over it. It's still facing the cliff, but the moment our headlights hit it, it turns and looked at us, and it had a face.
Ooh! A human face?
A human face.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it other than being mixed between a bear and a human face. It looked twisted and distorted and almost in pain. As we get closer to this thing, we started to realize it's actually fucking huge. Though it was still sitting on its haunches, it is about shoulder height with the hood of the truck.
Wow, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high. Shoulder length.
Wow.
Was the hood of the truck. Oh, we literally inches from hitting it when it lets out a scream. And that sounds like someone screaming at their lungs with filling with water and leaps backwards towards the field, landing just on the side of the barbed wire fence. Then another leap, it was gone from sight. Travis comes over the radio again. "Holy shit, keep driving. We have to get out of here. We have to go faster." He kept repeating the last part. "We have to go faster. We have to get out of here and we have to go faster." Pretty soon, we were speeding like crazy. Just as we started to come to the outskirts of the Gallup, we get pulled over. Travis pulls his truck over with us. Naturally, this makes the cop, a Navajo man himself, very on edge, and he seemed he immediately asked Travis, felt the need to pull over as well. Travis says, "We just saw Skinwalker a few miles back, and it's been following us." The officer immediately turns white, stammers something about a verbal warning, and gets in his car and takes off, and we do the same. We didn't see anything else that night, but when we got home, Travis refused to let us leave without taking some kind of Navajo totem thing that was supposed to keep it away.
So, the cop knew.
The cop was a Navajo man himself.
So he's probably seen it.
He's seen it before as well. So he, like, freaked out and was like, okay, here's a warning. Okay, let's go. Verbal warning. Last warning. Okay, bye.
Wow.
Like, he didn't want to even write the man a check.
How did Travis see the, when he's behind?
Travis didn't see it. The dad run over the radio and was like, hey, there's, like, a big dog in front of us. And he was like, that's not a big dog. That's a skinwalker. But I guess...
How did he know it wasn't a dog?
But the skinwalker was running behind him after the dad drove past. The skinwalker was following Travis's car. So that's why he said when he pulled over with the cop, he was like, he's been following us for the past couple miles. We have to go. So that's when the cop was like, verbal warning and let's go.
Oh.
So, crazy.
The cop didn't want to go back and shoot him?
No. You can't, even if you shoot him. The only way you can kill it is by knowing its first name.
Oh.
Yeah, I just told you that. We just listened to that right now. You want to hear another story? Do you have any more questions about that one?
No, that was a pretty good story. I liked it.
That one's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
That was number one voted. Do we want to do, like, the second voted one, or I can pick a different one? Stay away from, like, the ruins. Tap, tap on the window. Ooh.
Tap, tap on the window.
Tap, tap on the window. Okay, I'm going to do this one. Number four. Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
You read it. You're doing a good job.
I'm doing a great job, dude.
You're doing an excellent job.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks. Thank you. Okay.
I'm hungry again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, calm down. We only have a couple. We have like another 20 minutes to go.
I'm going to finish my sandwich over here.
Okay, let's have a quick snack break, guys. This turned into a mukbang. Dad, you know what a mukbang is?
A what?
A mukbang.
What's a mukbang?
Mukbang is where people get paid to eat food in front of people.
Oh, I'm going to show you this stuff on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
What?
What you just said. No. It's not a Taco Bell. This guy loves Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
So, Colin, I don't know his name.
It's okay. We don't want to plug anybody else right now. We're plugging ourselves. Nothing done. Okay. Wow. Great ASMR, Dad. Get a little bit closer with your smacking lips. There you go. If you could sleep already, now you can sleep better with Dad's ASMR while he's eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with his smacking lips. Okay. So, we will do the tap tap on the window,
mm-hmm.
which is voted... What number is it voted? It's voted number 4 on this page. It's not as long as the first one. It's a little bit shorter. So... Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lean back. Grab your popcorn. Grab your sandwich. Grab your Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got. You got Taco Bell. Eat your Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. That's what Taco Bell sounds good right now.
Taco Bell sounds amazing. Okay.
Mm.
I was a kid when this happened. My uncle and I were finishing up chopping and gathering firewood for my grandmother because it was getting dark. Driving on a dirt road for about 30 miles per hour, give or take 5 miles, I had this awful sense of being watched. Dun, dun, dun. We really need to get one of those soundboard keys where, like, we can just hit a button and then, like, it'll have, like, a sound effect in it. That'd be so cool. Maybe that's what we should do for Christmas. We should just get a soundboard key so we can have that for our podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And, okay, awful sense of being watched. Before I turned... to look out my window, the passenger side, my uncle quickly shouted, "Don't!" And I completely froze. So right before he was about to look out the window, his uncle was like, "Do not look out the window."
Well, how's his uncle know?
Because I'm guessing he saw the skinwalker. Remember, we can't lock eyes with a skinwalker, or else we get taken. My heart felt like it was beating out of my chest, then completely stopped when I heard a tap, tap on my window.
And you're driving. 30 miles an hour.
Oh my God, I'm having chills.
Mm. We gotta go to the first good walking.
Oh no, we don't. No, we don't. Mm. My uncle sped up and was loudly praying in my native language. I didn't know what was going on and thought it was over until our truck suddenly dipped.
I heard that.
Okay. My hello?
Are we going to get through this podcast?
I know!
This ghost keeps harassing us.
Oh my God! We have the TV off, guys. The TV's off.
Now we're hearing voices.
Oh my goodness.
First, a door opened up.
Then we heard a screen, and now we just heard, like, someone talking.
And now it's in a printer, and the printer started back.
Yeah, and then the printer started making weird. Okay. Maybe we should start praying in the native language. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on and thought it was over until our truck suddenly dipped from the bed. Dipped from the bed. I don't understand that.
Like something jumped on the bed.
Oh.
Pushed the bed down on the truck.
Oh.
Like something heavy. Oh, yeah.
That would be fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you understood that. My uncle then started saying, "Look at me. Don't turn away." Over and over. Then I heard it again. The tap. The. Tap, tap. I lost my place. Damn, that's what I get for trying to.
Tap on the window.
Tap, tap. But from the window. Behind me this time. It was getting harder for me to breathe and I wanted to cry. A minute or two passed and the truck dipped again. My uncle looked around and sighed. It was quiet besides the truck on the road. He looked at me and said, "We will ask your father to do a prayer in the morning so the evil will forget our faces."
Damn.
I remember curling up on the seat and just staring at the radio, watching the time, listening to my uncle sing an old prayer until we got to my grandmother's house. I called my uncle because I had a nightmare about that night. We talked about it for a bit and he said, "I didn't see faces, just eyes, like brake lights you see on the road. It watched you." And before hanging up, I tried to joke with him about it, and he said, "Why didn't you just step on the brake when it was on the back?" No laughter, just a pause, because it wasn't alone. So it wasn't just one skinwalker, it was multiple skinwalkers.
Oh, wow.
And he saw it locked, like.
In the mirror?
He saw it
ahead. Can you look at it in the mirror and not lock faces?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Because technically you're not looking straight in your face, you're looking at it in the mirror.
But I think it's still locking eyes.
Oh.
But he said he saw the skinwalker zone in on his nephew. And that's why he said, "Look." Because they pick on little kids. Because they're like the easiest prey.
Oh, okay.
So. Wow. That was a short one, but that was really good. That's scary. I can't imagine feeling
so. If I was going to go look for a skinwalker, I'd bring a little kid with me.
Yeah.
So that way I could be protected.
No.
I'll be safer.
No, you should bring a Navajo Indian with you. So that way they can do prayer blessings with
you.
That
too. And a kid.
Well, how about you bring a Navajo Indian kid who knows all the prayer blessings?
Yeah, because...
No, you're a horrible person. You're horrible. Just stop.
Well, that way I won't get picked on.
No, you get picked on. No, just them jumping on the back of your truck is you being picked on.
But they're the one going after the kid.
No.
If you don't have a kid, then they'll be going after you.
Yeah. Huh. They're going after everyone, whoever was willing to look at them.
But I thought you said they just go after the kids. They want the kids first.
Well, yeah, it's easier because they're easier prey. They're more likely to be like, because when I was little, if you told me, don't look out the window, I'd be like, looking out the window. I'd be like, what am I not supposed to be looking at?
But that's like if you're out in a forest, you know, and you were with somebody, and there's a bear out there.
Yeah, we push
you down. You just hope that you run faster than the other guy.
Yeah.
Because you know you can survive there.
My goodness, you're so funny. That was pretty scary. That one was pretty chilly. That one was pretty cool. Let's see. Maybe we can tell another one. Here's another short one. What do you think so far? Do you believe in skinwalkers?
I would have to do...
the investigation?
The investigation on that.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, I always thought of it like, well, that's too far-fetched. But, you know, life, as you get older, is like, not too many things are too far-fetched anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I know. All the stuff I would laugh about back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there was one show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this guy, he couldn't make it in NBA. So he dressed up like a girl and got the NWA, and he's like a big star in NWA.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that was far-fetched, but now they got transgender in NWA.
They do have transgender women?
Yeah, and they're like scoring hoops like crazy, and man, they're making big.
Aw, that's a form of cheating, I feel like, almost. I don't know, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how you're looking at it, whether you're the one with the transgender on your team or not.
they're breaking records left and right.
Of course they are.
Especially in the wrestling matches. They're totally beating them in the wrestling.
Really? They have them in wrestling, too?
Oh, yeah, they got the...
Oh, my goodness. All right. This one is called An Attack on the Party Van.
Oh, okay.
It has like a creepy picture of a weird looking van. It don't look like a party van. It looks like a rapist van.
Hell yeah, it doesn't look like a rapist van. It all rusted out.
Okay. Whenever my mom would take us on a road trip to her hometown on the Navajo Reservation, I'd occasionally ask her to tell me a skinwalker story along the way. Oh my god, she's pretty crazy. I remember every story she told me when we were driving through miles of nothing at night. Luckily, nothing ever happened to us during those drives. Anyways, this is one of those stories, and it came from my auntie. So this one's not firsthand. Boo. I like firsthand stories better, but this one's a story from someone. Okay. So it's like secondhand. So my auntie and some of her friends used to party a lot back in the day. They hop in a beaten down van, drive out to boondocks, and just drink and have fun. Of course, this all took place on the Navajo Reservation after sunset. On particular nights, that's what they were doing. Everything was going good and whatnot when all of a sudden they hear the sound like the rocks being thrown at their van. Everyone gets quiet and they wonder what the hell's going on. The sounds of rocks being thrown stopped, and then suddenly something jumps on the roof of their van.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god, I think I would have shat myself at that point.
Yeah.
I should mention, my family owned a white van that we would use for road trips because it had enough room for all my brothers and me. So imagine a young me being told a story in a van. Yeah, okay. Used for road trips. Oh no, okay. In a van. Terrifying, they say. Everyone starts panicking and the realization sets in and hurry to lock all the doors. My auntie jumps in the driver's seat and tries to start the ignition. Of course,
it don't start.
The beaten down van does not, refuses to start.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is just like a horror story.
Oh.
It's like a real, like, horror movie you would see. Like, someone's making this up or something. Okay, where am I? When whatever is on the roof is still up there, nails reaching over the roof. Wait, no. Sorry.
Now, is this really happening? Is it becoming from a secondhand story to a real story now?
What do you mean?
Because it was a secondhand, because he was listening to the story.
Yeah.
Well, and he was in the van. And now he's saying the van don't start.
No, no, no. So this is still the secondhand story. So this is the story he's listening to.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry. My auntie's freaking out and along. Okay. Okay, wait. Okay. I found my spot. Whatever is on the roof is still up there, making banging noises. At this point, it's like jumping up and down on the roof of the van. My auntie is freaking out when she then sees a hand with long nails reaching over the roof and starts scratching the windshield. At this point, in the story, my mom would take one hand off the steering wheel and scratch the windshield to show you what it looked like. Then whatever was on the roof jumps off. Everyone is still freaking out, yelling at my auntie to start the van, and she keeps trying. That's when she sees the skinwalker walk up to the driver's side window and stare at her just a few inches away.
Ooh, God.
Well, that's when my auntie jumped in the back and started praying for her life. Minutes passed, and the skinwalker appears to leave. Then my aunt hops into the driver's seat and gets the van to start. Off they go.
Wow. Imagine if the skinwalker is so strong, right? It couldn't break the window?
I don't know. I don't know how strong the skinwalker is. I mean, honestly, that's a great question. But she started praying, so the prayer is what weans him off, too. It's like, gets him to leave.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I want to do an investigation on skinwalker.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can do it. So, I don't see the one that I read before on here. And this one happened in California. The one that I read.
Oh, yeah?
Either I read it or I listened to it. But it was pretty scary.
It happened in L.A.?
No, it, like, a little, like, up in the mountains.
Okay.
Of like LA. I think it's still considered like LA County.
Oh yeah.
But it was like in the mountains, like farmland kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, he just fell asleep. He's so tired. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you this as much as I can remember from. Like I said, I don't remember if it was from like another podcast, or if I actually read it. Because after I listened to a podcast about skinwalkers, I went in and started reading stories about skinwalker.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's this... Okay, so this little boy and his mom lived on a rich man's land. And she would, like, go and, like, help with the farm and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man's wealthy. And she'd take care of his land. I don't even think it was a farm, actually, now that I think about it. I think it was just, like, this really wealthy man who had, like, a lot of land. And he was like, yeah.
Quite a ranch.
Oh.
He had horses and all that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe he had horses or something. Maybe, yeah, I guess it could be a ranch. And so they lived in a little trailer. And then they also had, like, a little, like, it was kind of like an outhouse, but it was like a fancy outhouse, like where it's like their living room. So it has like a room that's like has their TV and stuff like that. and then their bathroom. So it's kind of like an outhouse, but like a little room attached.
Okay.
But their rooms were like the camper. Alright. Does that make sense? So like their living room was where the outhouse. I don't know how to explain. So they lived in like a little fenced-in area. So like he did that. So it's like, okay, I know you have a little boy, but I would like your little boy to stay in this little fenced-in area to play. And so it was a late night. He had a friend staying over.
Yeah.
And they were playing. They were up in the living room playing video games. And they were playing, and then all of a sudden, their dog started barking like crazy. Like growling, going off like crazy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you hear the dog start to whimper.
Wow, like a little squirt.
Like a little squirt.
Mm-hmm. Little squirt, yeah.
He starts to whimper, like as if he was being hurt.
Okay.
And then his friend is like, I wonder what's wrong with the dog. And he's like, I'm going to go tell your mom, because his mom's in the trailer. And his friend goes out to go tell the mom. And... his friend was taking a while to come back, and he goes out to go see where his friend went, and his mom was standing at his door. So apparently they're kind of like vampires. They have to be invited in order to come in to your house. So, she was just standing there at his door, and he opened it, and, like, mom scared him, of course, because, like, she wasn't, like, coming in. She was just standing there, like, with a really, like, cold face. And he was like, Mom, my friend, like, da-da-da. He's like, oh, I don't know where he went or anything. And she was like, come here, I'll show you. So, he goes with her, and then he realizes that he looks into the camper, and his mom's in the camper. And he runs to the camper, locks himself in, and, like, then he tells his friend, like, oh, my God, there's something out there. And it was like my mom. And he was like, yeah, when I went walking, I thought you were walking with me, because when I turned around, it was you. And he was like, no, I was in my place the whole time. I was waiting for you the whole time. He's like, yeah, your mom says it's a skinwalker, and we have to stay inside the house. And so then the rest of the night, the skinwalker is, like, shaking the camper. It's scratching on the walls. It's, like, terrorizing them. It was so scary.
That would be scary, because then you'd be like, well, who's the real mom? The one outside or one inside?
Well, obviously, the one inside, because the fake mom has to be invited in.
Oh, okay.
That's what I told you. Yeah. And it had a real cold face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not like to touch, but it was like, you can tell, it was like kind of like, you know, not her. But yeah, so... That was one of the stories that I read or listened to. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah. When I, like, heard that or read that, I was like, oh, my God, it's such a good story. That's so scary. And now everyone listening to this is going to make you want to go read some more stories. Like, probably after this, I'm going to procrastinate some more on homework and read more. But, do you have any questions, Dad? Anything you want to put in about the skinwalker?
No. On
this one?
Yeah, I learned a lot on this one. Not a lot of podcasts. I mean, I like eventually. I'm going to go out and see if I can find a skinwalker.
No. You have fun. You go find yourself a skinwalker.
It's like a dog. I want to catch it and train it how to do tricks and stuff.
But once the sun rises, they're human again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They only can transform at nighttime.
Wow.
So. Alrighty, guys. We'll end this episode right here.
All right.
Bye, guys. See you next week.